to the I Am Shiftable podcast, where each episode you begin to shift your state into your true essence. Every week, Reiki, sound, and meditation masters Lindy and Mars will help you make small shifts through meditation, sound healing, Reiki, yoga nidra, and other mindful modalities so that you can start, continue, or expand your meditative practice and ultimately transform your healing journey. Experience divine bliss and be able to affirm again and again, I am shiftable.
Hello, shifters. Welcome back to episode number 6. I'm your host, Mars.
I'm your host, Lindy.
We are so grateful to have you here to talk about this beautiful holiday season. Beautiful and busy. Yes. Today, we are going to talk about why busyness can be a tactic for avoiding being with ourselves, our emotions, and those shadow bits that we try to avoid. And I started thinking about this because I was looking at Facebook the other day, and I started seeing pictures of everybody in their beautiful holiday outfits, and somebody literally posted, "Let the busy season begin." So I quickly called Lindy and I said, "Lindy, we've got to do a show about this because this can be a dangerous time of year for people."
It really can. In more ways than one.
In more ways than one. Okay, so one way is because here we are, we're busy. We've got all of these different events. Sometimes we have to choose between events because the weekends start to fill up with holiday parties, work parties, things like that. On top of that, we're shopping for presents and food for these parties and outfits for these parties. There's the stress that comes with trying to find something to wear to these events that we have. So that's one way that we are busy and feeling the stress of the holidays.
And another way could be that maybe you don't have a lot of the family around, or maybe you're not busy with doing those sorts of things, and you're more feeling like you're lonely and disconnected. So there's another layer of stress. Recently, I had a sound bath and we had two people come in talking about suicide. And the sound bath was so impacting because we had that energy. And after the sound bath, we send it out into the universe to be healing and to bring calm and peace to those who are suffering from what can be dis-ease in the mind. They say that all disease in the body first starts in the mind. And if you're feeling depressed, or you're feeling lonely, or you're feeling these thoughts that, you know, you don't know who to turn to, what to do, then in this time during the holidays, it seems like it just gets even bigger. The breath, we find, is always our go-to. This is like this little support system that we always have, but we forget. So how often, Marley, have you had things in your life that's happened and we just simply stop breathing? And someone has to remind us, oh, just take a deep breath, right? And it all comes back to the breath. Mm-hmm. So if you're practicing something that you're able to just reconnect or disconnect and just pump the brakes for a minute and just to come back to just being still and quiet instead of chasing the thoughts or the constant what you don't haves in your mind, just to balance things back out. Because ultimately, we all have so many things to be thankful for. But if we get into this reeling of the mind, then sometimes it can take us down a whole nother road.
Yeah. So you're sitting with that anxiety and depression because maybe you don't have the friends and family that you're going out to these events with, and maybe you don't have anybody to do any shopping for. And so if that's your scenario and you're experiencing some anxiety and depression, you're going to start breathing more shallow. You're going to have that breath just in the top of your chest, and you're not sending it fully down into your belly to get that full deep breath. And the same thing is happening if you're having that busyness effect of running around and doing all of the shopping and going to these events and feeling super stressed because you can't decide whose party to go to next Saturday. And it's not fair because they're throwing at the same time of year as your other best friend is. Your breath is going to be short and shallow. And whether you realize it or not, you're sending signals to your brain that there's danger, that there's something wrong, your body's not happy. And if you're busy, 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 go, 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 and you're not slowing down to give yourself the time to heal. And I don't mean heal like emotionally. I mean heal physically for these things that you're doing to your nervous system. Yeah.
Right.
You're going to experience dis-ease, sickness, illness, and you're going to wonder why. You're going to think it's because of the cold weather because it's December, but that's not the case, is it, Lindy?
No, it really isn't. You know, and I wrote a book and I released it in 2015. It's on Amazon. I'll plug it right now. So it's called Reduce Stress. In chapter 6, I talk about the nervous system and how the nervous system kind of works. And I break it down to having two arms. The sympathetic nervous system is our fight or flight. We are kicked up in that. The second we put our feet on the floor when we wake up in the morning, we are breathing from the upper part of our lungs. And most of that, they say, is scar tissue. So we're not getting a lot of oxygen in the body. And then we have the other arm, the parasympathetic nervous system. That's our rest and restore response. So we are human beings. We are meant to be more in the rest and restore. But where are we? We are now these human doings that goes constantly. So the sympathetic nervous system is just running amok the whole time. So the second you put your feet on the floor until the second you place your feet back in bed to go to sleep, you're breathing from this upper part of your lungs. When you lay down, your body shifts from this chest breathing into this belly breathing. You'll see in babies how beautiful and peaceful they are. And you hear people say this all the time. Oh, isn't he or she beautiful? Laying there peacefully breathing, their bellies up and down, so peaceful. And they are beautiful. You are the same way when you sleep. The belly rises and falls. You are peaceful. Your face is peaceful. You're no longer feeling the stress of the day. So at what point are we able to balance the nervous system? When we lay down and go to sleep? Well, no, because there is a brief moment where in the meditative state, if you're swimming along this meditative state, then you're able to kind of balance the nervous system out. But what happens when we lay down and try to sleep, that's if we're able to, we'll be in that meditative little zone for like 2 seconds and then we'll fall below that. We're in deep sleep. We're not really balancing the nervous system. A way to help balance the nervous system is to be in a meditative state or deep breathing for a period of time. When your body is in duress and someone yells fire, you'll run because we're designed that way. Our bodies are amazing machines. If we're not doing anything to balance our nervous system, we're going to stay in this fight or flight response. That's how we're designed. And we're training ourselves the second we get up in the morning, place our feet on the floor until the end of the day. If you're doing some meditation and you're practicing some belly breathing and alternate nostril breathing, you're able to kind of tap into the parasympathetic nervous system. When you do that, both arms begin to find some balance. If someone yells fire, then you're not going to just react. You'll actually reach for someone and respond and help somebody before just running for your life, which is a beautiful thing to see when the body stops being so reactive. And that's what's happening. We're just training ourselves to be reactive all of our days, every day, checking our phone, being engaged in Facebook, checking our email, who's texted us, why haven't they texted me, who's texting me. All of this stuff is just chasing, 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 doing, doing, doing. And after a while, it takes a toll on our nervous system.
Yeah. And that's the funny thing. That's the double-edged sword, because when you're in this fight or flight mode, your body feels like it needs to get up and go. You're feeling itchy. So you're doing it to yourself. You've got the shallow breathing going on and your body's feeling itchy, like you need to get up and be doing something or have your phone in your hand and be on Facebook so you can distract yourself from the way that you're feeling inside your body right now. And so you're in this downward spiral of creating dis-ease, more discomfort, and that feeling that you need to get up and go even more. Right. I've got this friend who is actually part of this social group that starts their holiday activities the second 2 weeks of November, because there's so many events and activities in December, it's bled over into the month of November. It's really quite ridiculous. I love you guys. But
so much.
I have this friend who he'll ask me, God, aren't you bored when you don't have anything to do? What do you do with yourself? And, you know, I've always got to be on my phone. And that's that mindset that we've started to train ourselves that we, like you said, we're not human being anymore. We're not being, we're human doings. I love that. That was really clever.
Yoga term.
And love it. And so we get into that mindset of, if we don't have anything going on, if we don't have a social activity, if we don't have anybody's Facebook pages to troll anymore, to scroll or troll, then we get really uncomfortable. We don't like the way it feels. And so I think that might be our challenge for this week is if you feel yourself start to get itchy and that you need to be doing something, don't stop, pump the brakes, listen to the end of this podcast where we are going to share a beautiful 3-part breathing exercise and just be with yourself. Sit and be with yourself. Be with those feelings.
And we're going to invite you to actually turn off all devices. Turn off your phone, shut your computer, turn off anything that can make a sound that's going to distract you. Unplug. You know, they say that we suffer from what we are attached to. If you look at the, like a television set, it's plugged into the wall. Although it may be off, it's still plugged in and it's receiving energy from the outlet. Unplug. Simply just unplug. Turn everything off. You're not going to be distracted just for 10 minutes. That's all we're going to ask you, just to be with us for 10 minutes and be with yourself for 10 minutes, more importantly, and just breathe. We're going to introduce this beautiful 3-part breathing. It's very easy, very natural.
All right. And here's our disclaimer, because we have to include it. Don't do this while driving, please. We all love to listen to our podcast while driving. This is something that we urge you to unplug and to be in a space where you can get comfortable and relax and enjoy and really experience this.
Yes. It's a beautiful practice just to be able to be with yourself. And guess what? You will find that you will fall in love with you. There's so many things that happens when you just spend time just focusing on your breath in a little meditative state, in a little easeful comfort of your own home or your own space, even in a park, on the beach, wherever you are, that you find peace. Give yourself a moment and just breathe. Really easy.
Schedule it in. Put it in the calendar, because this is something that we wanted to talk about. It is the busy season. Holiday season is the busy season. But guess what follows this season? Cold and flu season.
Right.
The reason is you did not give yourself any time to rest and relax and recover and recuperate. You've been so busy, go, 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 that your body is literally exhausted. And so what does it do? It says, I'm going to go ahead and get sick now, because if you're not going to let me relax, I'm going to force you to relax with this nice little cold or flu.
Or both.
So give yourself the gift this season of relaxing, of recuperating, and it's only 10 minutes. If you can't give yourself 10 minutes in the midst of everything that's going on and everything that you're doing for other people, then we need to talk. Please give us a call, because if you can't find 10 minutes to be proactive and keep yourself healthy during this season, then I'm sorry, you're asking for it.
Yeah, unfortunately. And I want to remind our listeners too, if you're doing these guided meditations that we're posting at the end of our podcast and you're practicing them, email us and let us know how it's doing, how you're feeling with it, what we can do to help you, any more information, or if you have just simple questions, let us know. We'd love to work with you directly and just kind of coach you along the way. That's why we're here.
Mm-hmm. And that email is iamshiftable@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks, Mars.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up for this week. This one is quick and dirty, because we know you're busy, or we know you're looking for some sort of a solution to recover from everything that you're starting to experience during this season. So get ready to relax and enjoy this beautiful 3-part breathing meditation that Lindy has created for us. And thanks for joining us this week. We look forward to helping you shift again in next week's episode. We love you. Until next time, keep shifting. Thank you.
Welcome to the practice of Dirga Swanson, three-part breathing. To begin, lie on your back and allow your feet to be about hip distance apart. Release the hips by allowing your feet to fall outward. If this feels uncomfortable on your lower back, you can place a pillow or a cushion under your knees, raising your knees to alleviate some pressure from the lower back. Take a few moments here to make any adjustments, making yourself as comfortable as possible. Walk the shoulder blades down away from the ears. And place your right hand on your belly and your left hand on your chest. We'll take a few moments here just noticing the natural course of your breath. Keeping the mouth closed, noticing the air coming into the nostrils and the warmth of your air leaving the nostrils. As you breathe in, your belly rises, and as you breathe out, your belly falls. Bring your awareness to your right hand as you breathe in. Your belly rises. Not forcing, just natural, normal, easeful breaths. Noticing that beneath the right hand, your belly, your diaphragm, rises and falls naturally. Take a few moments here just to enjoy each inhalation and enjoy each exhalation. If you notice any tension in the body, try to release on the exhalation. Bringing your awareness to your hands and your arms as they lie there. Maybe release any tension in your hands and your arms. Relax your fingers and your wrists. Relax your shoulders. Your arms are here as a guide, just to become more aware of your breathing. Once you become more aware, you can just lie with your arms about a foot away from your body with your palms up, rolling your shoulders down and away from your ears. But if you're new to this practice, keep your hands where they are. Gently become aware of any tension in the forehead. Release any tension in your eyes, your eye sockets, the back of your head, the neck, the face. Release any tension in the jaw. Maybe separate the teeth and relax the face. Bringing the awareness to your arms, your shoulders, your hands, your wrists, the back of your body, the front of your body. Releasing any tension in the hips, the buttocks, the fronts of the legs, the back of the legs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet, and just allow yourself to be right here, in this very moment. ready, on the next inhalation, inhale to the count of two, rising your belly, the count of one, rising the ribcage, and the count of one, rising the chest. Gently hold for a moment, then exhale the chest, exhale and release the ribcage, and release the diaphragm slowly, drawing the navel towards the spine, expelling all of the stagnant air. Resting for a moment when you're ready. Gently inhale to the count of two. Rise the rib cage for a count of one and the chest for a count of one. Then gently exhale the chest, the rib cage, and the belly. Drawing the navel towards the spine, releasing all of the air. When you're ready, inhale to the count of two, rising your diaphragm, your rib cage, your chest, and then exhale, lowering your chest, your rib cage, then your belly, releasing the navel, drawing in towards your spine. Continue at your own pace, rising the belly, rib cage, and chest, and releasing in sequence. Gently breathing in and gently breathing out. The idea is not to force, but to remain gentle in your breath. Enjoying each inhalation and enjoying each exhalation. Noticing the belly is rising and falling on its own with normal natural breath. Allow yourself just to be here in this moment, for there will be no other moment like this one. Give yourself time to lie here for a few moments and just enjoy what you're feeling. Then when you're ready, bring the hands together, rub them gently. Then rub your hands over your eyes and your face, as if to give yourself an energy bath. When you're ready, gently open your eyes slowly. When you rise, do so mindfully, carrying this peace with you throughout the rest of the day and sharing it with the rest of the world. Namaste. We are grateful you chose to exchange your energy during our time together today. If you would like to take your practice deeper with guidance on things like unifying your breath, mastering meditative postures, and a variety of meditations, you can become a patron member by signing up at patreon.com/IAmShiftable. That's patreon.com/IAmShiftable. Until next week, enjoy every shift, my love.